Sometimes it is said that libertarianism is a thin ideology. And I believe that that is true. But what happens when your thin ideology becomes too thick? I'm Io Ann Cap, and this is a flyover flyby. So I have often myself waded into this debate. There's a debate on libertarianism that sometimes comes up here and there on thick versus thin libertarianism. Thick libertarianism is essentially an attempt to make libertarianism larger than it is, make it cover things like feminism or environmentalism or whatever it may be, racism. It's an attempt essentially to make libertarianism speak about something large. That is, it is an attempt to make it refer to liberty in a sort of broad sense. It's understandable. The word liberty is in the name, and people think that this must mean liberty from all sorts of things, not just from government oppression, but from societal oppression or from hierarchies of various kinds. And that's why a lot of left libertarianism exists. But then in response, most of us of the Misesian Rothbardian school would say, no, it's a thin ideology. And in fact, has nothing to say about these things per se. We'll say, essentially, as I often say, libertarianism is essentially self-ownership, property rights, absolutism, and the non-aggression principle. Nothing more. That's all that it is. We say you own yourself, and you own whatever property you either homesteaded in a Lockean fashion, in a sense of mixing your labor with unowned or previously unowned property, or that you purchased through contract, some sort of good or service traded. And no one has the right to commit aggressive violence against your person or your property. That's all libertarianism is. That's what we mean by it being a thin ideology. But what happens when your thin ideology becomes thick? What I mean is this. Sometimes thin libertarians will go too far in saying this is what libertarianism is, to an extent to which they will say either that your opinions that go beyond libertarianism make you a bad libertarian, or will say that that somehow proves that you're not actually a thin libertarian. This is in some ways inspired by thoughts I've had ever since Dave Smith's February 15 Part of the Problem with Gene Epstein, where there was kind of a debate, and I thought that Gene was not really understanding what we mean by thin, which is a very bold thing to do, to say that Gene Epstein doesn't understand something. And I do say this with all due respect to him, but I commented on this video. First of all, I can have opinions that are not specifically libertarian positions. That is, I can believe, and this is pertaining to the discussion question that they were going over at the time on the show, I can believe on the whole, acknowledging the existence of exceptions, men working and women at home, or husbands working and wives at home, is better for children and society. I don't believe aggression needs to be used to accomplish this. This is thin libertarianism. Now, what is being said there? What I'm saying is, I'm not a bad libertarian if I have opinions that go beyond libertarianism. In fact, it's irrelevant to my libertarianism. What matters is that on the way, I am not willing to take away anyone's property. I'm not willing to use aggression in order to accomplish this social end that I think is better. If I think that it is better, in fact, I kind of think that absent aggression and absent state intervention, this is probably what most people are going to want to do anyway. I believe that this is better for society, and so I am willing to roll the dice on it. Now, it would make me a bad libertarian if I wanted to use aggression to accomplish this, if I wanted to either pass legislation or use a gun in order to accomplish this way of ordering the family and ordering the world, then yes, I would be a bad libertarian. But just because I believe that this is the best way does not make me a bad libertarian. That is what we mean by thin libertarianism. That libertarianism covers this very thin stretch of road. That is, what do we do with property and what do we do with violence? And it goes no further than this. In fact, really, as I often say, it only affects politics insofar as politics affects the use of violence. We believe that the problem with the state is that it is a monopoly of coercive force and therefore is an inherently aggressive institution. It claims land that isn't theirs and claims control over people that have not voluntarily submitted to it. But it goes on. And in fact, the second part is, I can also believe that culture matters for the establishment of a society in which the non-aggression principle, the NAP, and liberty can flourish. And while this doesn't specifically apply to my libertarianism per se, as a libertarian, I think it matters for libertarian strategy. This is how I understand Dave and others like Dave saying what he does about libertarians needing to take things like this seriously, even though they don't specifically pertain to libertarianism per se. And that is what I mean. Sometimes I will encounter libertarians who will want to throw hands or something because you want to promote conservative values or because you want to talk to traditionalist conservatives and learn from them on the importance of culture, like the paleo libertarians like Rothbard and Rockwell did, and like Hans Hermann Hoppe does. And they'll want to throw up because they throw up a fight because they think that this is a violation of thin libertarianism. They will actually either accuse us of not actually being thin libertarians, of thinking that conservatism needs to be brought into libertarianism, or they will say that this proves that we don't actually believe in thin libertarianism, that we think it should be thick, and therefore why not consider the leftist libertarian opinion? And I'm saying that this is not true. When we say that libertarianism is a thin ideology, we mean libertarianism per se only covers a very little. That doesn't mean that libertarians should not have opinions beyond that. In fact, I am going to say that if you don't have opinions that go beyond simply the use of aggression, you're actually kind of a bad libertarian. You're making your thin ideology a thick issue. You're making it cover everything. Even though you are keeping it to the bare minimum like a thinnest wood, you are making this a thick thing. You're making this cover your entire life. Nothing exists beyond this. The question of aggression, the question of property. If I have culturally conservative opinions, or if I have religious opinions that cause me to be cultural conservative, they call me a bad libertarian because they are moving their thin libertarianism, and by microscopically focusing only on that, they're making their thin ideology thick. Now, I'm not going to say that you need to agree with my cultural preferences to be a libertarian. I am not. But I'm also going to say that there is more to life than libertarianism. And in fact, there's more to accomplishing a society in which libertarianism can flourish than libertarianism. This is why I often will say things like libertarianism needs cultural conservatism. Not because I've become a thickest for the right, but because I actually believe that the kind of society that we long for, in which there is no government coercion, that is, there's no government aggression, there's no existence of the state, there is private property rights, and there is voluntarism, that is only possible in the sort of low time preference and high trust society that a conservative, or you can call it traditional society, creates. Or even, if you will, a family-based society or a religious-based society even. This is something that we've been seeing many Rothbardians come to see, and many, especially those of the specifically Hoppian side of Rothbardianism, come to see, is that this is while not particular to libertarianism per se, important, because if we want to accomplish a libertarian society, we need to take these sort of things seriously. Again, I am IO ANCAP, and this has been a flyover flyby. Disagree with me, argue with me, fight me by going to Twitter at FlyoverLiberta1, or go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/FlyoverLibertarian. Thank you for your time. Have a good day.